On May 28th, 2017, a team of 9 very different people left their homes and families to experience the ministry of God in the Dominican Republic. We all chose to go on this mission trip for different reasons, but God chose us all for the same reason: to do His will, to be His hands and feet, and to be forever changed. Join us as we take a short tour of what God is doing in the Dominican Republic. Morning, Thanksgiving. My name is Jonathan Miller. As they mentioned, I'm a seminarian here at Thanksgiving, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity today. It is a privilege for me to share with you a little story of what God is doing in the Dominican Republic. In June, God gave us the opportunity to go down to the Dominican Republic and to get to experience what God is doing there. I and a team of eight people, very wonderful people, were there. If you were on the trip, I'm going to make you stand up. Is anybody here who was on the Dominican Republic trip? No? Oh, none of them are 930 people. Okay, cool. Well, they are all wonderful people, and today I want to share with you the story of what God told us there. In the light of what is happening in the world, natural disasters such as the hurricanes that are hitting our coast right now, we can often ask ourselves, well, where is God in all of this? Where is God when people are suffering, when there's so much darkness? And my hope today, by showing you these clips from the Dominican Republic, is that God would show you that even in the darkest places, even in the places where people say that He doesn't exist, He is still shining. So today, as we look at these videos, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to open your hearts to God and let Him speak into your life. Speak into your life the truth that He is with you, and that whenever there is darkness, He doesn't leave. As a matter of fact, God's light always shines in the darkness.
Oh, Señor Jesús, con tu grandeza.
Many of us had never met Sandra before, but this amazing woman of faith gave us all big welcoming hugs when she arrived. After prayer, Sandra took us on a tour of the neighborhood she had championed to see transform and the place she calls home, Aguas Negras. Aguas Negras translates simply to black water.
You know, this tragedy, the tragedy seeing people throwing, you know, in the mountain, you know, and then go down. So in the river, you know, when it rains because of the trash, you know, it gets bigger.
Sandra explains to us that when it rains, floods of water come down the mountain, washing trash, sewage, and debris into Aguas Negras and filling homes with dark, caustic water. Great
Great strides have been made to clean up Aguas Negras. And Lisa Zaladek, who visited the neighborhood 5 years ago, said that it is hard to even recognize because of the change.
Yes, I was fortunate to come to the DR 5 years ago on a mission trip. And this time I've just been so amazed in the changes that I've seen. You know, we talk about at Thanksgiving changing the story, and what really has struck me is how God is changing the story of a whole community of people.
That's why we need the prayer for the government, for the party have to do. So they come here, you know, to do what they have to do. So let's pray for that. You know, to know that God has the control of everything. So let's continue.
This establishment gives teachers jobs and trains students who don't have access to education. The school also has the opportunity to teach these students about the love of God. Constantly ongoing project is the renovation of inadequate housing for the poorest of the poor in Aguas Negras. Sandra explained to us that many roofs are rusted through because of the salt in the rain. Furthermore, those who haven't been lucky enough to have their home renovated have run down wooden shacks that are too close to the ground. When it floods, their houses can be filled up to a foot with black water. Needless to say, the health conditions of these homes is very poor. So it is our great joy to tell a family that day that their shack was going to be ripped down and replaced using the generous donations of Thanksgiving. We told them God wanted to bless them. We spent the rest of the day engaging in demolition. The rusty nails did not put up much of a fight. Boards popped easily off the house, and we carried all of them down the street. Many neighbors and the family themselves were filled with joy to help. Mostly rusted through, and each metal panel peeled off the roof with little resistance. All that was left to do was sweep, and one of the boys of the home took this job very seriously. I mean, sort of.
It's hard to even imagine, after seeing the trash on the beach, I've only been there once and on this trip here, that any progress has been made. But I was even just talking to somebody at the 8:15 service who was there 12 years ago, and he said that that beach was mounds of trash before. Every building there was a shack with cans nailed to it, anything nailed to it to just provide any kind of shelter. And often I feel like when we come to these projects, we see this type of darkness, we say, well, there's no way that will ever change. That is too big a job to take care of. Each one of the houses to renovate, make it into a nice cement house, the high-quality one costs $3,000, and that comes with windows and steps and a nice little garden box outside the front. Costs $3,000 for a 200-square-foot home. The particular house that we started to do while we were down there, that house has about 7 people living in it, 3 generations of people. And they just have no way of getting out of that poverty. I mean, the government doesn't care. Nothing. There's nothing for them. So when somebody comes to build a house, it's like winning the lottery for them. And something absolutely amazing is that most of the worst houses have been taken care of since 10 years ago. Sandra, which you'll see more in the video, she's a powerhouse down there. She's gotten organizations to come down. She's gotten churches like us. She's done amazing things. And God has brought light into that small town of Aguas Negras. Sometimes when we see a huge problem in the world, we hear about a natural disaster, we might be tempted to say, well, that's too big of a problem. I can't help. That's too big a problem. Surely God doesn't exist. But what we saw in Aguas Negras is nothing is too big for God to change, to transform. There's no amount of darkness that can stop God from working in the lives of people that he loves. God used people like you, like me, like Sandra, like Pedro, all these people you'll hear about today, to cause real transformation in that community that now it's unrecognizable from 10 years ago. Just 10 years. No problem is too big for God's light to transform. No problem is too big for God's light to transform. Because God's light always shines in the darkness.
Hola, hola.
Hola.
Got lots of helpers now.
I see that. Most of the women traveled with Sandra to meet and pray with the people of the village. All the people that we had the opportunity to pray for filled our hearts with joy to meet. One woman in particular stands out. Her faith astounded us.
Because maybe some people had a toothache, maybe they were fired off their job, maybe things didn't turn out like they wanted to, or they have a family with their sons, and they were thinking that their life is going to be over, and sometimes they get away from the Lord for that. But she shows us that even in the problems, Even with the lack of the things, even through the sickness, we can be faithful to the Lord. We can praise Him because she praises the Lord when she feels pain, and she trusts the Lord that God is working in her sons, like He is working in her and her body right now. And that makes us think, what is our problem? Why are we crying all the time? Why are we desperate? That even through the problems, even through the sickness, God is still with us. And if He is with us, what can we ask? Nothing. What can we ask?
I can't pronounce her name fully, but I'll call her Fee. That's the first two letters of her name. Fee has had cancer for the last couple years. She has no opportunity for treatment. Her family is far too poor. As you can see, they've had a house renovated. It was cement. It's much nicer than the other one. But Fee just astounded me. With no chance of any kind of treatment for her cancer. She just lays in her bed day after day in pain. But instead of moping about it, she prays. She prays for her children. She prays for her family. She prays for her community. And Sandra, who was translating, or was talking, and describing her testimony, because I think Fee was too weak to talk so much, she told a story of how Fee was a light to that entire community. People saw God in her. People felt loved by her because she didn't gripe in her bed. She was thankful, grateful, and full of joy in the presence of God. As a matter of fact, I really believe that I saw her glowing with the Holy Spirit when I was there. And I remember walking to the side of her bed. Everybody was leaving the room, her room. And I said, I had my camera with me. I said, I want to share your story with the people back home. And she said, God bless you. And I knew that as soon as she had said those words, her prayer was instantly answered. And I was truly blessed. You see, there's no problem in our lives. There's no darkness that can stop God from comforting us when we seek him. I believe that Fee truly sought God, even in the most desperate times of her life. And because she sought God, her faith was magnified, and God comforted her. There's no darkness ever that can stop God from comforting us. Because God's light always shines in the darkness.
Tengo un Dios admirable en los cielos, y el amor de su Espíritu Santo. Por su gracia yo soy hombre nuevo, y de gozo se llena mi canto. De su imagen soy un reflejo, que me lleva por siempre en victoria, y me ha hecho cabeza y no cola. En mi Cristo yo todo lo puedo. Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera, y también me dijo no te mortifiques.
Esto es parte de la obra de Dios.
But it's part of you know, the God's work. Yes. When you build a new house for someone,
la vida de la gente cambia.
The life of the people change.
Yes. You love me, love my dog.
And if you love me, love my dog as well. Yeah.
Porque es una frase.
It's a phrase.
Sé como por ejemplo, tú me amas incondicional.
That's you know unconditional love. You know.
Pero.
The teaching is that if you love me, you have to love. Everything,
everything.
Yeah, everything, including my dog.
I'm thanking God, and I want to thank you.
Que han venido. Dame la mano.
Because you came from far away to bless us here. I used to live in a terrible condition.
Lleno de agua.
When it rains, it was flooded.
Sacando agua de adentro.
I had to take water out of my house to put out.
Con cubeta.
With buckets. I encourage you
para
to seek God forever and thank you for helping me with this house.
Yo estoy muy alegre de ustedes.
I'm very excited about you and what God is doing through you. I'm thanking my local brethren also who are helping me.
Sí. Gracias a Dios.
Thanks God.
Gracias.
Thank you.
We feel very blessed. You give opportunity that my brother and sister stay here. Thank you very much for blessing the life, the people in the community in my life. I don't feel bad. Because I know in Holy Spirit we have unity. Thank you very much for everything you to do, Thanksgiving. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
You love me, love my dog. That's a cool phrase. I didn't quite understand it at first, but when he explained it, you know, if you truly love me, well, you're gonna have to love everything about me, the good and the bad. Love me. And I believe that you, Thanksgiving, have loved the people in the Dominican Republic, even some of you without knowing it. But through your prayers, through your love, and through offerings that have gone down there, you've truly loved these people. And let me tell you, they are genuinely grateful for everything that God has done for them and through us. So thank you so much, Thanksgiving, for that. We saw it so evidently that God was working down there in the Dominican Republic, because these people, I mean, they're very aware that they don't have everything. They see the high rises, they see the touristy areas, they know that there's fancy food and stuff. They can't have any of it. And they know that. But they are so grateful. They are so grateful for what they do have. And it's because they know God is blessing them. No amount of darkness, no amount of pain, no amount of darkness can ever stop God from blessing the people he loves. No amount of darkness can stop God from blessing the people he loves. Because God's light always shines in the darkness.
On day 4, we visited the Samaritan Foundation to see how God was using them to impact the poorest of the poor in the Dominican Republic. Not only does the Samaritan Foundation build houses for the poorest of the poor, but they provide training in several different trades. This is the first village the Samaritan Foundation established, and it has grown and thrived.
We go back to Canada, knock on doors and so on, and God continuously amazes us in providing it for our every need. This hospital here is another example. It's a $2 million hospital, and the money is already secured. You know, it's incredible. You know, God just brings the pieces together. God just says, talk to him, and go talk to them, and so on. And now we've got all we need, all the money that we need to build that hospital from start to finish. Most of the equipment that we need to, x-ray machines and tables and beds and all these kind of pieces of equipment, are sitting in two warehouses in Florida.
We began day 5 by visiting a nursing home in Puerto Plata. This home takes elders off the street who have no family and have no money. It is completely run by volunteers.
80% of God. All people here, they don't have family. He's a blind man.
Tiene 86 años. Va para 3 años aquí.
We got 3 Haitian.
Aquí no tienen family familiar.
They don't have family. Haitian people don't have family either.
Aquí tienen 3 meses aquí.
So the guy, the other side, is 3 months here.
Él tiene.
Our team helped make food with Alba, Pedro's wife, for the elders, and we enjoyed the opportunity to serve this to them for lunch.
Thank you.
On day 6, God brought many of the people we had met and grown to love all to Pedro's church. We witnessed 5 people come to Christ at Pedro's church that morning. Indeed, welcome to the family of God, brothers and sisters. A few hours later, we traveled to Santa's church to worship with them as well. Barely caught on video, Megan had the opportunity to lead Papa, the grandfather of the house we had started to build, to Christ. This blessed day continued as we visited our family's completed and new house, and we got to be there for the first time they entered it.
Many of you might recognize the name Pedro Luis. He's a pastor there that we support in the Dominican Republic. He's lived in the Dominican Republic his whole life. A great guy, and we went to his church first, and that's what we saw. So I just want to thank you again, Thanksgiving, for supporting him and his ministry. Absolutely phenomenal work that is being done there. I mean, wow. God is obviously doing so much in the Dominican Republic, and I've just given you a little glimpse of what God is doing. Like, I have a much longer video that I made that I had to cut down for the service. And so if we go over a little bit, just know it could have been worse. So everyone who went down there would agree that we went to go and bless those people. But when we came back, we would also agree that we were blessed far more than we could have ever blessed them. They truly blessed us, and it was really amazing to see it, and it was because they had joy. I've seen deep poverty in India when I was there for 4 months, and I've seen it in the Dominican Republic, just really great poverty. But the same theme emerged, that those who knew God, that those who knew his love for them, they had joy that made no sense. They had joy that, you know, I want, that I covet. I want that joy that they have. And that's what the love of God does. It gives us joy because he's made every one of us for joy. Here, sometimes we could look around and we could say, well, God's light, it's not shining nearly as bright as it is in the Dominican Republic. But I don't think that's true at all. I don't think that's what God tells us. I believe his light is always shining brilliantly wherever he is, and he is everywhere. Just sometimes we have all these distractions, these lights in our face, these fake ones. But the true light is still there. The true light is still shining for us to see, whispering that he loves us, that he wants us, that he wants to transform the dire situations of our lives, that he wants to make us have grateful hearts, that he wants to bless us, that he wants us to have joy in the darkness. He promises all of these things in Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Everything that was made through him, and nothing was ever made was made without him. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. That light came into the world, and though the world had been made through him, it did not recognize him. He came to his own, but his own rejected him. But to those who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Do you feel like maybe in your life right now you're in a time of darkness? Maybe you feel like our nation right now is in a time of darkness. Do you feel that? Take heart. God promises that he is always shining in the darkest places. Remember, God always shines in the darkness. God's light always shines in the darkness.
Our hearts filled with both sadness and so much joy. The next day we flew back to the U.S. Would we ever come back and be reunited with these wonderful people? None of us know. All we know is that God showed us something. That even in the darkest places, the places where people say he does not exist, the places where the poorest of the poor live, even in those dark places, God showed us he shines.
If you're at all interested in learning more about the Dominican Republic, how God is working in the Dominican Republic, and maybe even if you can go and serve there yourself, or perhaps how you can pray, or even give financially to any of the missions that you saw today in the video, we're going to be having an informational meeting, so get out something to write with, your phone or a pen and pencil. If you're interested, it will be on October 2nd at 7 p.m., in the Heritage Sanctuary conference room. And we would love to have you there and to explain any questions that you may have. That's October 2nd at 7 p.m. Also, we have a table in the lobby where Rob Wagner will be, and I'll try to stand there after I'll be standing at the doors. But if you have any questions today, feel free to go by there too. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for bringing us all here today, to be reminded that you shine in the darkness, that your love extends to everyone at all times in every place, and that love never changes or grows dim. God, we thank you that you're here for us. And God, as we look at the natural disasters that are going on in the world, as the ones that are hitting our very own coasts and affecting people that we may know, I pray that you give us comfort. That if you're calling us, God, to go and help and serve, God, let us do it with boldness, knowing that you go with us. If you're calling us to stay and pray and give financially, again, let us do it with boldness. But God, I just pray that we all recognize that your light always shines in the darkness. If there's anything in our hearts that is going on that we feel personally in darkness, God, I pray you give us comfort, that you show us that you love us, that you wrap us up in a big old hug, and you give us comfort and joy, even in the midst of trial and darkness. God, we love you, and we thank you for the blessings. We thank you so much. In your name, amen.
John, great job this morning, yes. Great job. And as you saw from the video, John not only took the video footage and took the pictures, but he put that all together and produced that whole thing. So we are blessed by how God has blessed you. And as you were preaching this morning, it occurred to me that we can tell people that God loves them, but it's much better to show them that God loves them too. And the houses that you've built, the hospital that we're helping to build, the clothes, the money we've sent,